Okay, we're on Daf Vav Mubeis. We got to a spot which I would like to have gone on from, but Baruch Hashem, I felt like the messages were coming in that I should stop where we were up to, but we're going to get through today, Mitzvah Hashem. It's a Gemara that we all know and love, hopefully. It's the Gemara about Yeshem LeMikrish and the Mesoris. So this is really a whole new sugya, and it's the next part of the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah, we talked about already at 20 Amos, talked already about being at least 10 Tfachim high, and now we get to the walls. The Mishnah said, "V'she'ein la shalosh defanos." There aren't three walls. Again, Torah's top above Mabez. There aren't three walls. Then it's not going to be a kosher sukkah. Tan Rabbanan, the rabbi stated, "What does it mean three?" So shtayim kilchas and v'shtafil tefach. It's two proper walls. And Rashi explains over here two walls that are connected to each other. I mean, not parallel walls, but perpendicular walls. And the third wall can even be a tefach in size. So it's two plus. Rishimun Omer shalosh kilchas and v'shtafil tefach. You need to have three full walls. And the fourth one can be a plus, can be even a tefach. So the Gemara wants to understand, but my kamifuki, what in fact is the source of their machlokas? Why is it two plus or a three plus? So Rabbanan, sorry, Rabbanan, hold, yeshem lemesoras. Rabbi Shimon Omer, yeshem lemikra. What that means, mesora is how it was passed down to us, meaning how the words were spelled, how the letters of the Torah came down to us. Rabbi Shimon says how it was mikra, how it was called, how it was pronounced. What does that mean? So the words explained, Rabbanan Sari, Rabbanan hold, Yesh Eim Mesoras. We care how the words are spelled, how the Mesora comes down to us. And the way it's spelled is Basukat, Basukat, Basukot. Even though it's pronounced each time Basukot, but it's written without the Vav, and we know without the Vav is a singular. We knew that already from last time. And therefore, singular is one, singular is one, singular double is two. Harei Kan Arba, we now have four mentionings of Sukkahs. One single, and then a double. So four Sukkahs that are right now in play. Now the rule is, dal chad legufe, you have to take one, the first one we have, and we have to use it for the concept of sukkah in the first place. You can't use halacha. You can't be medayik rules yet. We have to first learn about the concept called the sukkah. So the first time the word appears for us in the Torah that we're having in a section, that time the word appears, you need to isolate that and you bring it down for the concept called sukkah. You can't learn anything out from it yet. So we're now left with the first word of sukkah, sukkat is out. Pashlu tlasa. Pashlu means remaining. We have three words remaining. We have one single sukkah and two because of the plural sukkot. And therefore we have three remaining. So it should be three walls, but shtayim kilchasan, there are two of them that are kilchasan, that are full. V'ukma tefach, and the shlishis, sorry. V'asil chasa, halacha machine that comes along. V'gar asa the shlishis, v'ukma tefach. And the third wall is retracted or detracted from. We shrink our asa, means we shrink, we lessen the third wall. And we can establish it with a tefach. By the way, this could also be, by the way, one of the halachah machinais of mechitza. We didn't mention one at all. We mentioned good, we mentioned gerachis, gerasik, we mentioned dofen akuma, we mentioned lavud. We never mentioned this one, but this really could have been a third, or not, or fourth, let's just say. Where that halachah machinai tells you that the whole wall can be a tefach, it doesn't have to be a whole wall. But we didn't mention it last time, I'm not sure why we didn't mention it last time, yeah.
We had the 1 + 1 + 2, which is 4, and what happened? One of them disappeared.
The first one. The reason why is this. If I'm going to tell you a rule of halachas of something, I first have to tell you that this concept exists. That's part one I tell you. That's the first time we have the word. It's the concept of this whole thing.
But there's a mitzvah called sukkah.
Right, so you have to put that aside. That word can't count anymore towards rules of it. We have to first learn that it exists. But if it exists, now I can talk about the rules. We have three sukkot left. Halacha Moshiach tells you the last one could be only a tefach, and we're good to go. How about the Rabbi Shimon, though? Rabbi Shimon Savar, he's in the Mikra. It depends on how you read it. And it's read plural each time. Basukot, 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 Rekan Shesh. That's six altogether now. Plural times three. But the same rule applies with the first one. Dal Chad Kra Legufe. Again, not one out of the six, but one of the words has to be used up. So the first time Sukkot appears, you got to isolate that for the concept called a Sukkah. Ignore the first word.
Why is the word?
What's that?
Why is it the possibility?
It was last time also.
It didn't say
no, because he held it based upon the Mesoras. It wasn't based on Mikra, it was based on the Mesoras. But in both cases, we took it out the first time this word appears. We said, you can't use it for halachas. We got to use it for the concept called sukkah in the first place. So take that word out of any detail halachas about it. Now we have a rule called sukkah. You can stamp that rule in our books. What are the halachas about it? Let's see what else it says about sukkah. So the first time it comes up and the last time, it was a singular. So it was one word. It only meant one anyways, but we knocked that one out. Here is a double word. I mean, it means two because it's plural. Take that first word out. You know, store it away. We left a four. Dal chad krav legufe. One pasuk is out because we need it for halacha itself. Pashlu Arba, we have four remaining. And the rule is Shalosh Shechasim. Those four, three have to be proper full walls. But Asa Yochasan, HaKamashina comes along, Vigar Asa, the Revius, and it subtracts and detracts from the third wall. Vukma Atefach. So that is possibly number one. So I'll just repeat what that one is. You have the rule of what they're arguing about, Yeshe in the Mikra, or Yeshe in the Mesoris. Yeshe in the Mikra would mean how it's red, plural, 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 knock the first word out for itself, four remaining, Al Khmashina tells you to take one of them off, down to three plus. Or Yeshe in the Mesoris. It's how it's written. It's written singular, singular, plural, knock the first singular out for itself, three left, Al Khmashina comes along, knocks off the third wall, makes the Tefach, Matzah Machlokos, Rabbi Shimon, and the Chalm, yeah.
First two is we got the four.
Right. And Hashina comes in and says, you should know one of those walls, one of those full walls can become a tefa. So whatever amount you had left, one of them can be subtracted from. Okay, that was shot number one to explain what they argue about. But the Gemara is going to go on for some other possibilities. The vice, Ema, if you want, you can say, no, they don't argue on that concept. The Kule Alma, Yesh Ebla Mikra, everyone agrees, it's how you read it. Which means we have six starting off, right? Six.
It sounds like we got three full walls and eight.
That's what we thought last time, right? What happened over here? They did the argument the following thing. Again, they agree you knock the first word off because you need it for itself. So that's out. We're down to four. But Mar Sarva, of the four remaining, Schacha Baikra. One of the four walls that we have now available for us, we have to have one part of those four. One of those parts will be teaching us about the sukkah. Not about the wall of the sukkah, but about the schacha of the sukkah. You have walls and you have schach. So the four we have left, we got to use one for schach, schach ba'ikra, and therefore one is for the schach. Three left are walls. The Halacha Moshe teaches us one of the three walls remaining, one of them can be shortened, which would be depending on the Rabbanan. Umar, Sarvar, and Rabbi Shimon would hold, no, schach lo ba'ikra. We have four left. The word, says Rashi, the word sukkah means schach. I don't need to read deeper into it and say, oh, it must be sukkah. A sukkah is schach. By definition, that's what sukkah is called. We had it earlier on, if you remember. Al shem schach kari sukkah. That's why you have to sit in the shade of the schach. A schach is what makes the sukkah sukkah. I don't need to learn out another piece from one of the words. I don't have to borrow any words. When we say echad kral legufa, it means one pasuk is telling you about the halacha of sukkah. That means we have a sukkah which has on its schach. I don't require an extra limud to tell you that it requires schach.
That is the machlokes.
Correct. That everyone agrees yesh in the mikra. Everyone agrees the first one can't count for us. We now have four left according to everybody. The question is, do I have to borrow not one word of those four, but one part of those four?
Point.
One point of those four. Take one point and use it for the top of the sukkah, which is called the schach. Is that necessary? Does the word sukkah entail already by definition? When you say chad legufe for itself, that means there's a sukkah you're building right now. By definition, any sukkah has to have schach attached to it. That's what it's called a sukkah for. Or do you all know? I need still a pasuk or a word of that, a part of that pasuk, a word of those four that are directed towards the schach, and that's the machlokes that we have, whether schach or ba'ikra. Yeah.
What bothers me is that this is the opinion, this is Eimla Mikra.
Correct.
Which is 2 plus 2 plus 2.
Correct.
And the first thing we say is, we need one whole word for the concept of sukkah, so we take away
a word,
which is worth 2. But now here, when we have this machloket, we're not taking away a word, we're taking away a point.
Okay, let me explain. Good point. So let me explain what that means. Okay, we have here the following point. Ready? Shimon was asking a very good question. He's saying, how can I play around when I choose, I'll take a word out, when I choose, I'll take a piece of the four out. How can I do that? So it's very simple. There's something called in halacha, you have to have an ashara, then you have to have an onesh. I mean, if I have, let's say, something that you're punished for, there has to be a warning about it, to know about it in the first place. And then the second time you see it, you can talk about what punishment it should get after you have, but you need everything, there's a warning, meaning teach you this exists, and then you talk about the details of this thing itself. The first time something appears, I don't care if it's one or if it's two, it's the first time it appears, I now know of a new concept I never heard of beforehand. That word teaches me a concept. That word is stored away, filed away, for the concept has been learned right now. Now regarding the details of the concept, what are the rules of it? Now I have a lot to play around with. We're never going to say, oh, the next word, there's no more words. The word has been filed away, we now have the concept in place. I now want to know what are the details of that concept, so I have X amount of things to play with for the details. We're not picking and choosing. The word is always the first thing that you lose. The first time you have it, you lost the word. One, so it doesn't matter what it is, it's just the word, and that's stored away. Everything else, we have like raw material to play around with, raw materials. Whatever the numbers are, we don't never use more than one raw material per thing. Ever. It's just the word we had to borrow, we had to use up. Make sense?
I have a question.
Yeah.
The Rabbanan is saying that
yeah.
Point is
not a word, not the next word. Yeah.
Exactly the point of Rabbi Shimon. How does the Rabbanan understand it? Meaning when we say...
What is the word if not Skach?
Well, the word is... What is Sukkah?
If not for Skach. So we said, we're saying, why would you call something a sukkah? Why is something called a sukkah? He's asking. What does the word sukkah mean?
Booths.
Okay, so it could be booths, and therefore, I don't know what it appears like. But in reality, if you look in the, again, it's the very beginning of that base, I think I'm an olive.
The first page they're talking about, them, you know, that you sat in the sukkah to get, shame from the sukkah, but it doesn't talk about
usually we say, al shame schach kari sukkah. If you look over here, there's a rashi in the basement alf. The lo shalta be'ena, you don't see the schach, but sukkah, hainu schach, kishma, that the sukkah is, it's not called a bayis, it's not called an ohel.
I'm saying even more like basic. You're saying that the Torah is telling you there's a concept of sukkah.
Well, that I'll say it means.
What? So schach is just like one of the halakhic aspects?
Yeah, that's what the Rabbanim will tell you. What is the sukkah? It's leaving your home and dwelling in a temporary dwelling place. That's what the Rechamah have to say. What it looks like, we'll find out together. And we call it sukkah because of schach, but what it is leaving your home and going to some temporary diras arai. That's what the Rechamah have to say.
It's a concept.
Right, what is it called? Actually, who sent me that? You sent it to me. You sent me the piece in the Torah. He lived in Sukkot. Yeah, correct. But the point is that I guess that when Yaakov left Esav, he went to.
I want to throw that back at you and say, so we see there's already a precedent.
Not for the halachic chag. Over here, it's about the chag. It's not about a word, but what happened in history. It's about the celebration of the chag. Don't throw it back at me. But I will tell you, though, regarding your question, and this is what Mo is saying back to you, I think, is that we find the word Sukkot used not in the context of a holiday, in context of living somewhere. What did it look like? Huts? Did it look like huts with schach on top? I have no idea what it looked like. I have no clue. So I guess the Rabbanim have to say what we're saying right now, which is that it means a structure. You go into a temporary structure, but the question is better than the answers. But that's what I'm going to stick with right now for lack of a better answer. But I think your question is a good question.
Can I just ask to the flow?
No problem.
I understood that the 4.5 and the 3.5.
Yeah.
All right. And then we said the no.
I mean three. What do you mean 4.5? 3.5 and 2.5. What do you mean 4.5?
4.5 and 2.5.
Yeah.
And then.
Ebay, same with the second answer we gave.
Yeah.
Second answer we gave was as follows. Everyone agrees.
The flow,
yeah. Everyone agrees. Yishim the mikra. Right. It's based on 2, 2, and 2.
Right.
Knock the first one out. We're down to 4. Right. What are they arguing about then? One of them says that one of those 4 has to be used for schach. That there's something that you use schach as part of your structure of the sukkah. There's 4 pieces left that we can play around with. Raw material. We have 4 materials to work with. According to everybody. Because everyone holds Yishim the mikra. We're saying right now. Everyone holds Yishim the mikra. That's the Ibai Sema.
What does that mean, though?
Even the Chacham would agree, 6.
I mean 6.
You knock out the first one, so everyone's down to 4. The Chacham would say, Sukkah, how does it look? It's got schach, it's got some walls, it's got schach. I need to use one of those 4 for that one. Say the Rabbanan. One of the 4. It's not a word, it's the material we have to play around with. So one of them is used for schach. 3 left. Halach Moshina tells you to knock the third one out for a part of it, only a tefach. And you have 2 full ones left. 2 full ones, schach, tefach, good to go. Say, Rabbi Shimon, what? You need one for schach? It's called a sukkah. That means schach on top of it. That's what sukkah it means. Which he is so like taken by. He's bothered. You don't. Not everyone says that. So okay, but that is the shot we're going to say. But again, the question is going to be: do you need one of those 4 materials to play with to use for the schach itself or not?
Well, let me just ask you one more thing. Why was it so comfortable prior to the Ebayzema?
Yeah.
The concept of one of them being for the mitzvah of sukkah.
Because everyone needs, you can't discuss a rule until you know that there's a rule in the first place. What, there's a rule? Okay, let me discuss the rule. But I have to know that there's a rule. So the first time sukkah comes up, we assume, as of now, that everyone's going to need to use that for the fact that there is now a new rule called sukkahs. and now we got to learn about it. But the first appearance of that word is stored away for the content of this rule existing in the first place.
And now?
Same. Still.
We don't have one of those.
We do. We use it. Because there's six. Knock out the first pasuk, which is four left, right? So now that's our machlokes now. So machlokes number two is going to be everyone agrees with the mikra. Everyone agrees. The question is whether or not we're going to hold by a pasuk for sukkah. Okay, for schach. Thank you for schach. Third answer, you by anyone. Answer number three. Kuli alma yeshen the mesores. We're going to go the reverse way now. We're down now to yeshen the mesores, which means we only have four to start off with, right? And we lose the first one automatically for the halach of sukkah itself. So now we're down to three. What's the machlokes then? One of them says, Halacha Mishnah comes along to do something. What does it do? It comes to detract the third wall, to make it only a tefach. Umar Savra, and the other Mar says, Kasa comes along, lehosif, which means to add on a tefach. So now they agree there's only three left. One was, there's Ishim and the Mesores. There's only four to start with. Knock the first one out. We're down to three. We have now, you want to sit over here? B'chavar. We have now, after there's now three left, we have Halacha Mishnah coming along to do something. What's it doing? Is it knocking part of the third wall off and making it only a tefach? Or is it going to add to three and make it three plus a tefach? Again, Halacha Mishnah over here tells us that we're going to have one of the walls be a tefach. Is it going to be taking away one of the walls to make a tefach? Or is it adding to the three to make it a tefach? Was it two plus a little bit or three plus a little bit? I mean, they're all right now at three walls. Is it going to make one of them, to make something be only a tefach is enough? Is it making one of those full walls a tefach enough? Or it's saying beyond the three, a tefach is enough? That's the question we have right now. That's their machlokas. So
in this third Ibai
Zema, yeah.
There is no designated
for sukkah. Well, there is. The first one's out for sukkah.
So we left for three.
Left for three. The question now is, now we have a halakha mishnah coming to save the day. What's it going to be doing to us? Making one of those three a little bit, so it's two plus? Or it's making those three plus a little bit.
Where's the plus?
The Halakha Mishnah. The Halakha Mishnah tells us that there's one of the walls can be a tefach. Is it mean one of the three?
We used one already.
We did. So, one went from four to three.
Went from four to three.
So now we have two options. Halakha Mishnah tells you three to two plus.
Oh, two plus.
Or Halakha Mishnah tells you three to three plus.
But where is...
Because what is Halakha Mishnah telling you? That even a tefach will count. A tefach of what?
Wait, you got the four.
Where's
you had
my
six.
Extra piece?
No, because then the six went down to four.
No.
For
example.
The four. Yishayim the Mesoris. We have only four to start with. We lost one for the first one we needed for the concept. Where's my last one? So let me try to explain this a little better because you're asking a good question. I'm not saying it over properly. Lachman Shinai tells you, Lachman Shinai, is that one wall can be not full. That's all it tells you. One wall can be incomplete. That's all it's telling you. Up to now, we assumed one of the full walls can be incomplete. We're taking a whole wall and we're shrinking it to even a little bit, and that's enough. That was two, that would be two plus. We had, no, because, no.
You just said four walls.
Four, we had four.
I understand what you said, but you just said.
I take it back. Whatever amount of walls we have, one of the walls that we're going to use can be a partial wall. The question is the partial wall from the three that we have till now? We're saying, no, one of them can be only a partial wall is required. Or are we going to say what it means is we have three full walls and we need a little bit more, and that partial wall is Halakha Mishnah adding on a partial wall to make the fourth wall?
Out of where? Out of what?
Out of magic Halakha Mishnah. Halakha Mishnah.
That's Yesh Me'ai.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Halakha Mishnah tells you can use a part wall.
So basically, what we have is four plus a tefach at the end.
No.
Three plus a tefach.
We lost the fourth because we needed it for sukkah itself. We had four. Yesh Me'ai.
Give one away, you have three left.
Three left.
Now, where's the extra little guy coming from?
Halakha Mishnah Sinai.
So in the end, there's four plus a little.
What happened to your four?
Bring back the fourth guy for a second for the sukkah. I'm looking at it from a different
perspective. I understand you're looking at it. This is what I'll say like this. This is how I explain.
Basically, I have my four, meaning I got to count for all four.
Four walls? You can't.
Oh, no, my four sukkahs.
You can't. You only have three.
Four
three in a nugget.
Three in a nugget.
Oh, two in a nugget. Three in a nugget. I'm going to say one more point. I think it's important. I think it gets a little clear again.
I think
Halakha Mishnah Sinai, listen, Halakha Mishnah Sinai means, it means this. It means that one wall can be a partial wall. Does it mean one of the three is a partial wall? But it doesn't mean we have three full ones, and the Halakha tells you you have to add a partial wall. That we don't know. That's okay, up till now, we always assumed it's coming to detract the wall. That's what we assumed. It takes one full wall, it says, it's enough for a tefach. We always assumed. But now we're saying, one second, maybe not. All it means, the Halakha tells you, is that you can use a partial wall and it counts. A partial wall of what? Of the three original ones that we had that we thought were full, now we can make one partial? No. Or, of the three we had originally, we're all full walls, we have to have a new partial wall above and beyond those three. That's what Rabbi Shimon's going to say, according to Yibayis Eman number three. Yibayis Eman number four, we'll get to Mo's favorite part in a minute. We'll see, four options, we'll get to right now, but number four is going to be this. Yibayis Eman, you're going to be upset with this arc, I think, because we've been pushing this point so much of not using the first pasuk. says the Gemara of Yibayis Eman, the Kuli Alma Ki Asi Yechazol Legara. Everyone agrees the Halakha is coming to detract. We knew that all along. Come on. No one says it's coming to add on. And everyone agrees V'ish Eilim Mesoris, which means?
Four.
Four
minus one, which is three.
Four. Okay, one second. Yes. V'halcha bedorshin tchilos k'miflagi. So not so fast, we minus one. My focus over here is going to be, can we learn out from the first time you see something or not? Dorshin tchilos. Can I make a drasha from the first one that I see?
Does that mean now we're calling into question that you need that first?
Correct. We thought now the first one you have to store away. You can't use it at all. One second. Maybe they argue at that. Everyone agrees in the mikra, which Jason Massar, which means really you have four. Everyone agrees the Halakha machine doesn't take away one of those to make it three plus. Did I lose my first one or not? Up until now, all three I've been losing the first one. You lost the first one each time. I can't use it for itself. And all of a sudden, maybe Rabbi Shimon holds. You can use it also. I double dip with it. The idea of a sukkah. And it counts some raw material to play around with what sukkah actually is. That's shot number four. So we have right now on the board four possible ways of explaining Rabbi Shimon versus Rabbanan. Excuse me for not erasing my first two from last night, but we're up to number three right now. Bun is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Bun says two plus, Shimon says three plus. Four ways of reading it. I put each one in the right spot. Mesoras, which is based on how it's brought down to us, versus Mikra, based on how it's read. They all agree you lose the first pasuk right away. So it's really three versus four. Halakha Mishnah takes it down each one of them to a tefach, so two plus versus three plus. Option number two, everyone agrees, Eishah in the Mikra. Which means we should be at right now, we should be at six. You lose the first one, you're down to four. Does Schach require a pasuk or not? Do we need one of those four to learn out Schach?
How does the one that says two plus lose the third one?
Which case?
On number three, you said.
Schach Baikra? Or this one, Mesoras versus Mikra?
That one, yeah.
Because the first one, the first pasuk, can't be used for itself. Nice. We're down to three. Right. Halacha Moshe Sinai knocks the third to only a tefach.
Okay.
So now it's.
Oh, and the other one adds.
The other one also knocks it down from four down tefach to three plus.
Oh, okay.
And we have here, does schach require a pasuk or not? If schach requires a pasuk, so now we had four, lost the first pasuk, so we're down to. We had six. Lost versus down to four. Schach requires a pasuk. The Chachamim are down to three. Rabbi Shimon says no. We're still at four. And each one of them will have the Moshe Chassidim and tell him to knock down part of the pasuk, part of the wall. So now it's two plus versus three plus. Third answer is no. Everyone agrees Yishon Mesoras. We start with four only, not with six. Lose the first one. You're up down to three. Down to three. Question is, Moshe Chassidim, does it take away or does it add? Is it three now turning into two plus? We're adding to three, which is three plus. And the final one is Dorshin Tchilos. Everyone agrees on the Soros. We have four. Everyone agrees the Pasuk comes, the Halakha Mishnah comes to detract. So we have three plus in the end. But can you use the first Pasuk or not? Chum says you can't use the first Pasuk. You got to store away for the facts that it exists. But Shimon says no, you can actually use it for not only that it exists, but also for the rules about it. And therefore, it's part of the raw material. That is shot number four, how to understand their argument. Okay? Finally, just to get to number five, which is not there on Machlokas anymore, but explaining Rabbi Shimon in a completely different way altogether. Rabbi Shimon may actually have a noob shot we give that we haven't talked about yet. And so this is a little bit troubling for me at least. I'll tell you why in a minute, but let's see it together first inside. Rav Masna Amar, time is Rabbi Shimon Mehacha. It's not based upon Yeshim Mikra, Yeshim Mesores, Hilchas Agara, Hilchas Mosif. It's not any of that stuff. It's a whole separate discussion which we never really talked about. It's based on a Pasuk. What does it say in the Pasuk? It says, the sukkah teletzel yomam mechorev ulimichsei ulimistor mizarim umimatar. That the sukkah should be for you a shade in the day from heat. It should be protective. It should be a guard from Zerem Umatar, from rain and wind and storm. That's the pasuk. Says Rashi, what kind of protection is it if you don't have four walls? If any side is available, then you're stuck. And therefore, you need to have four walls. Now, that's what Rashi explains. Now, we know the fourth wall goes away because of Sinai. But how can it go away? What happened to our protection? If it's talking about, practically speaking, you need protection from four sides, then Hakadosh Baruch Hu comes along and our pasuk's gone right now. So it's a little hard for me to understand exactly how this works, but what's my issue? My issue, personally, what's my issue? My personal issue I'm having right now. I'll bear my guts to all of you. According to Rishon Lezion, Tosafot, by the way, has a different shot. Tosafot makes more sense for me. Tosafot's shot is that every one of these descriptive terms is another wall, and there's four of them. That's fine for me. But Rashi explains that it's about a level of protection provided in the sukkah. How does it protect from all these things? There's an open area. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Look over here. Ubelo, it's the mechseh lemistar. Ubelo arba mechitzos lav mechseh mizaremu. It's not protecting you from the winds and the rains. Sharuach beshivas azerem derech dofen ha'paritz. The wind will bring it over to the open spot. Correct. But in the end of the day, according to me, if one of those walls gets knocked out to a tefach, so the reason why I care is because then the whole problem we have is back again.
Well, it's better than two in one.
It's true, it's better, but it's not going to protect you from all these things. Tosos holds that all of these descriptions is another war, is another wall. You have four descriptions. He doesn't say over here to protect from all the elements. He's saying each one is protective. Protection one, two, three, four protections. So then I feel better about that. But according to Rashi, that it's supposed to provide for you all these things, it's not providing it for you in the end. Okay, it doesn't bother you that much. Okay, I'm a Kabbal. It bothers me. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. I'm just pointing out to you that Tosos Pshat, I think, is easier to swallow because Halakha Mishnah doesn't ruin the Pasuk. Here, Halakha Mishnah ruins the whole protective area we're talking about right now. That's a little bit of a difficult thing, at least for me.
Can I suggest that this is the intention that Zera had in mind that Halakha Mishnah's own biz?
I'm listening. I'm all ears.
When he said...
More than 4x4? That Rabbi Zera?
Both. Chuppah and Sukkah.
That Rabbi Zera. Chuppah is Chuppah and Sukkah. Top of Beis Mabez, we ask the question.
When it's raining. So obviously it doesn't apply to that aspect of it.
Is it a game?
It's good to say the word Chuppah. We ask the question, it means the Doros Luxiv, right? Most of Mashiach Luxiv. Most of Mashiach Luxiv. Rabbi Zera says, oh, okay, I hear you, but if we would have said the word Chuppah, then I would agree to complete. But now it's the word Sukkah, that means two things you learn out from it. So what are you saying to me?
Sukkah when it's dry,
and
Chuppah when it's wet.
Sukkah when it's dry, what does that mean? Talk to me, what does that mean?
If I understood Rashi's concern.
Yeah.
So,
Mizera Mimatar.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, I'm trying to understand it.
Storm's
going on here right now is a problem. And
the question is, can that apply to the Chuppah time? But I don't know.
Okay, so I'm going to leave it right now. Tosos, I like a little bit, it's a little easier for me to swallow. Rashi's a little harder for me to swallow. What can I do? It's Rashi. I'm sure there's a shot I can give. I just don't know what right now. Maybe I'll try to look it up for you later on. But we'll stop over here right now. But just quickly recap what we talked about today.
According to Rashi,
you
still need a door to get into it.
A door, but not a tefach. A tefach is like a nothing. I mean, it's maximum 1/7 of what you really need. Maximum 1/7. If it's bigger, it's one fraction of what you really need. And a door way is allowed, but like you're talking about like a pole. That's much harder to explain that it's gonna protect you. Again, halakhically it may be valid, but Rashi talking about practical. When you get practical, I'm bothered by that a little bit. It bothers me. Tosafot makes much more sense. It's not about practical, it's about just how many words are there. That's really what matters. So quickly recap right now, what we did was we should have some shot. You need to have 3+, not 4, not 2+. We talked about what the machlokas are having, and we had 4 possibilities. Yeshua the Mikra, Yeshua the Mesoras, Yeshua the Mikra. But machlokas of, do we need a pasuk for schach or not, or a part for schach or not? Yeshua the Mesoras. Halakha Mishnah, was it adding or was it subtracting? Or Yeshua the Mesoras, the question is, can you use the first one for a part of the drasha of the four or not? You have to knock it out because you used it up already. Those are the 4 machlokas we have. Last thing we talked about, Rabbi Shimon, maybe has a whole different shot. That's not based on these things at all. Those are our 5 ways to understand Rabbi Shimon and 4 ways to understand machlokas Rabbi Shimon and the Chamin. We'll stop over here and I'll just give you a quick drasha.